Kind of disappointing for the Trenton boys, but it comes with the territory with the with everybody dealing with direct contact, close contacts, and coronavirus. It's unfortunate for Trenton. It's really unfortunate for North Platte because North Platte is the program down at the Lawson Tournament, kind of dealing with not being able to be there this week. So they've had to forfeit their games Monday against Richmond. Last night, North Platte was to play Trenton. Trenton gets pushed ahead to the consolation final. Not necessarily the way Trenton wanted to do it, but it does give you guys opportunity to play Lawson on their floor tomorrow night, Coach Go.
No, I'm sure we got a game in last night. I thought North Platte and us would have been a fun game. And another chance to compete that we're not going to get, but it is what it is. And then, yeah, we get to go to the Lawson to play Lawson tomorrow night.
Yeah, as you look back at Monday night, it's hard to sugarcoat 83-25, Coach. It just sounds like a long night against a team that that really brought it in West Platte, and just kind of a tough night for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, they do a good job of really take away, you know, your options of help, and they cannot deny, and they turn the ball over very quickly, and it stumbled from there, and we struggled to score all night.
So, you know, we throw this in there, too, because the wind's going to be howling tomorrow, and it's supposed to be, you know, snowing, and you know, not snowing a ton, but you get that wind going. And so who knows if you go to Lawson, but you have had, coming off of Monday, you have had, including tonight, 3 days worth of practice. When you take one on the chin like you did Monday, Coach, is kind of your philosophy, hey, we got to learn from it, we're going to talk about it a little bit, or just kind of flush it and you go on to the next game?
Talk about get to what's next a lot. You know, so that game's in the past, get to what's next. And we had a really good competitive practice last night. And since it was supposed to be a game night, we actually played a game, an inter-squad game last night, and learned some things about ourselves. And so we're about to hit the practice floor tonight to prepare for Lawson.
I was actually, you know, I'm obviously at the game against Maysville on Friday, and you just kind of mentioned the fact in the post-game interview that, hey, you know, we were good enough to win that game. I'm 100% agreement on you with that. Sometimes the ball didn't go in the hoop, and I asked you, you know, what would you like to have done better tonight? And you just said, yeah, just shoot the ball better because you had opportunities to win Friday. Did you feel like did that loss kind of take a little bit of the wind out of the sails of the boys a little bit heading into Monday?
You know, that might be a thing, but you know, the difference in the, you know, West Platte and Maysville are a different caliber right now, and you know, Maysville's Coach Nichols has done a really good job there the last 3 years that he's gotten there. They've gotten better every year, and you know, so you know, the difference of style, the way Maysville plays versus West Platte, causes more fits than Maysville does. Not taking anything away from Maysville, it's just the way West Platte defended it really causes fits.
How much of a factor? I know it's always going to be a factor for the team, as you know, as diminutive as you are, for lack of a better word. But I know West Platte had to be bigger than you guys. Were they noticeably bigger? Was that a challenge for you guys to keep them off the boards?
Yeah, and not so much just physically stronger than we were at the game, and you know, they had a couple inches on us at each spot, but nothing outrageous. Yeah, they definitely got crash boards.
Yeah, you can look at it two ways on Monday. You know, 83, you don't want to give up that many, but 25, you had some struggles putting the ball in the hoop. Where did West Platte give you the most trouble just trying to score the ball against them, Coach?
You know, both those kind of go hand in hand. We weren't able to score because they were turning us over, and the turnovers were leading to some pretty easy scores for them. So, you know, we're not scoring on one end, and then we're giving up easy transition buckets because of where our turnovers were coming from, towards the top end of the court. So, you know, we just got to make sure we do a better job of taking care of the basketball.
Have you been able to get a little bit of a scouting report? You know, we assume at this point, until the game isn't going to be played, that you do play Lawson on Friday night. That, of course, is weather permitting. Do you have a decent scouting report on Lawson and what to expect from them?
Yeah, last night that they won like 48-46-18, something in that range. You know, they got a big kid inside, and they got some decent size, and they try to get out on the defensive end of the floor. More of a zone team than man from the scene, but who knows what they'll what they'll do for sure again. But they definitely like to score the ball inside, so we're going to have to make sure we do a good job of keeping the ball in the lane.
Obviously, you want to get open shots, you know, and ideally the shots closest to the rim are going to go in more often than not. But to be successful, you're going to have to get some outside shots too. So outside of the obvious answer of, hey, we just need to hit more shots, what are the things that offensively you feel like that the boys can do better to get higher percentage shots?
Well, for others, the ball has to move quicker. If the ball is moving slow, our advantages created by our gap space are taken up sooner. And so if the ball isn't moving quicker, it makes it more difficult for us to get penetration by the dribble. And so we have to make sure our ball movement is going. And Westfly did a heck of a job the other night of really slowing our ball speed down. And so when our ball speed slows down, it makes it more difficult for us to score inside for sure.
Is that, you know, you said that the last couple of practices, particularly last night, were pretty good. When you see that practice, does it just kind of feel like if you have a good practice, things are snappy and the guys are into it and, you know, they're fully involved and listening and just all the things that you hope for a coach just kind of come together in a practice like that?
Yeah, and, you know, regardless of what our record is, practice is where, you know, I enjoy being and one of the main reasons we do is because it's not, you know, top five versus second five versus third five or anything like that. It's we sit there and we S-curve it every day, and so you're on different teams, and so we try to make everything we do from one-on-one all the way through 5-on-5 as competitive as possible. So the teams were even last night, and they're typically even every practice, and so that right there leads to some higher competition in practice time.
How much of the boys, you know, obviously you have a game, you know, knock on wood, either, well, the others play tomorrow night, maybe it gets moved to Saturday or, you know, who knows, but how much of the boys looking to get back into conference play in a couple of road trips next week, Coach?
Sure, you know, this year we're taking every game we get just an opportunity to go out and compete and enjoy it, and, you know, we know games can be taken away at a moment's notice or a couple weeks at a time or whatever, so every time we get a chance to be out there, just enjoy it, and, you know, hopefully we can continue to find some success at different levels. But, you know, just the opportunity to play is good.
We were talking after the interview that was on the air, off the air, outside the locker room on Friday night, and we kind of talked about how, you know, just it's one of those years for Trenton boys sports where the victory's been tough to come by. And you said, you know, boys basketball, it's going to get better, you know, sooner than later. So you have, whether or not, I'm not sure the specifics, we kind of talked about a little bit, but you know, obviously you have a good amount of underclassmen that are playing varsity ball, but you also have a pretty decent group of really young people that are going to be sooner or later on the varsity, correct?
Right, you know, and right now we're getting two sophomores and two freshmen are getting significant varsity minutes right now, and they're earning them. And they're earning them in practice, and there's some other kids that aren't quite on the varsity team yet that are getting close, and they're earning their minutes in practice and things like that, and, you know, showing up whenever that group plays at the JV level. And so having them get to compete against the older kids every night as well, that's hopefully speeding up the process.
Coming up next week, we kind of mentioned this with a couple of road trips. We weren't really specific about the information. Trenton at Polo Tuesday. And next Friday, the 22nd, Trenton will be over at the Den to take on the Milan Wildcats. Coaches, always appreciate the time. Good luck, and we'll see you next week for those GRC games.
Hey, thanks so much. I really appreciate all the coverage you give us.